All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another season of the Daily Breeze Pure Preps podcast. This is Matt Lopez here with Daily Breeze Preps sports editor Tony Siniglio, and we are not joined by the social media czar, Dave Thorpe.
I think he's still kicking off the rest of the summer, coming out of hibernation.
Actually, we got all your hate mail over the offseason, and he's been fired. So, no, he'll be back next week, talking Bay League and whatever else he likes to talk about.
PV
and the offensive line, centers. He loves the offensive line, so he'll be here talking about that. But we're here, the two of us here, to talk about Week 0, which is starting about 3 months earlier than it usually does.
3 weeks.
3 weeks earlier.
It only seems like 3 months,
yeah,
Matt.
Right. Starting in August, really early, but here we are with a new season, some new coaches, new players, obviously, because in high school they graduate, hopefully.
Some do.
Most of them do, and some don't. Anyway, we're starting off Week 0 this Friday, August 24th, with a pretty good slate of games, but I think the big one is one of the most, I guess you would say, high-profile coaching openings and most shocking coaching openings that came open in the offseason. At Redondo, they traveled to North Torrance to take on the Saxons, and we have a new coach at Redondo, pretty much, you know, new talent across the board. And at North, you have, you know, a lot of guys back. Is that going to be a one-sided affair, or?
Well, I think it's going to be a barn burner. In fact, that's where I put myself this week.
Yeah.
I think it's, we're going to see new coach Matt Ballard's first game at Redondo, and should be interesting to see what he does. They have to replace a lot of guys. They only have one returner on defense. That's going to be kind of scary, but he's supposed to be a hard-nosed kind of coach. His teams play hard. They have the reputation of that up in Half Moon Bay. And North is going to be looking for redemption. They had a terrible injury last year. Their star running back, Ryan McDaniel. Hate to see that kind of thing happen, especially in the kid's senior year. But I think they're going to be back strong. And Michael Jurado, wide receiver, is a fantastic playmaker. And he's got Air Jorge to get him the ball,
mm-hmm.
Jorge Hernandez. So yeah. I think they can be an exciting 1-2 punch for North. And we're going to see the Saxons come up a little bit.
That was my pick for the Pioneer League last year. I think I was a year off because they didn't really fulfill my prediction last year. But definitely got a lot of guys back. Redondo, though, and you kind of touched on it, but they are a brand new team in every way, pretty much, right? I mean, just...
Well, the good thing for Redondo is that they do have some experience in their playmakers. The quarterback, Harrison Fager, is coming back. He was kind of thrown in the fire last year. And he did pretty well, considering. I mean, that's a tough position to be thrown in the Bay League quarterback. And he did pretty well. The running back, Anthony Filia, is one of those Sarah transfers. You see these Sarah guys popping up all over the South Bay, wanting a chance to play. And I think he had his moments. I think we're going to see a lot more of him this year. I think he's going to be a factor in that league.
And you touched on their new head coach. I mean, you know, you think of Gene Simon. I mean, a guy who was here before we were here, I think, right?
I've been with the Breeze as long as Gene Simon was with Redondo.
Yeah.
To me, Gene Simon and Redondo were kind of synonymous together. It's going to be weird to see a new guy leading the charge, but from all indications, he seems like he's ready to go, fired up, and eager to go. And I think... Redondo's just looking for a spark. I know it was a controversial change, and I feel for Gene Simon. He's one of the good guys of high school football around here. We'll see what happens, see how that decision plays out this year.
One of the other big games on Friday is going to be Long Beach Poly, who's always a, you know, powerhouse program pretty much every year, going to Carson, and we know Carson quite well. They had their own coaching controversy happened over the offseason, but they have...
Controversy?
Yeah,
that's what it is. Santa left for St. Paul, man. Santa's doing well for himself.
He
hired Jimmy Nolan from Centennial. Everything's good at Carson. The only thing that's kind of stumbling for Coach Nolan is he's being forced to miss the opener because the school wasn't represented at the LA City Coaches meeting, a mandatory meeting in June. Apparently he didn't know about it, but it doesn't matter. The penalty is Coach misses the first game. I think it's kind of harsh for football, but it's 10% of the season, and it's going to be that's going to carry significance for Carson. I think they're going to struggle without Nolan in this game. It's a tough matchup to miss. I mean, this isn't missing against Anima or Mary Star or someone like that. This is a, if you don't bring your best against Poly, it gets ugly quick.
And how's Carson looking on the field? Because by the time people hear this, our Marine League preview should be out, so no spoilers. But, I mean, they lose their head coach. You know, new head coach comes in. We know the guys who they don't have anymore. Kevin McMahon's gone. Darius Rogers is gone. He's at USC. Their top running backs.
Roger Jones, he's gone.
Yeah.
Jordan Lasley transferred to Sarah.
So who's still there? That's the question. Who do they have?
They have a lot of skill guys still there. Tony Ingram and Kendall Sparks. Kendall Sparks is supposed to be poised for a big year. Hearing good things about him. And they're good on the line. And like that's a newsflash on Carson, right? Carson, big line. I think I'm not even going to try to say any of their names out of respect. But I think Daniel Cortez moving to center is going to help them out. He's a smart kid, yes sir kind of guy, and he's going to bring a hard nosed attitude on both sides of the ball. And I think Carson's going to do just fine. I don't think they should panic when they see the first score of the year because it could get ugly against Poly.
Yeah. But it often does for most people.
95% of the teams out there.
Speaking of that, Sarah, who was supposed to be coming off a rebuilding year, but they were great last year, and all those sophomores and juniors are juniors and seniors now, and going to Notre Dame Sherman Oaks, going out to the Valley. What can we expect from Sarah this year? Is it back to the old days of 2 years ago?
Sarah was still pretty good last year. They stumbled in the first round of the playoffs, but that was more of a sign of a young team, not lack of talent. The talent is still there. That's why you see all these Sarah guys all over the South Bay. I think Coach Scott Ellenberg has four quarterbacks playing elsewhere at the high school level this year, guys he tutored and mentored a little bit. Sarah's going to be fine. I think this is the year they start thinking big again. They're going to start thinking like Sarah. And this first game's important for them because they got beat by Notre Dame Sherman Oaks last year at home. I know I talked with Interior Bateman. He really wants to do well in this game. He's had it marked on his calendar for a while. Sarah doesn't forget when someone comes in and beats him because it doesn't happen very often. And their quarterback, Jalen Green, is one of the best ones around. He had such poise last year, and he's an all-area guy coming back, and it's going to be fun watching them and seeing them develop. They're still fairly young, but they're loaded.
Just playmakers all over, right? I mean, just...
Playmaker factory.
Yeah. Another big game that, is going to be interesting to watch, I think, because of, some of the changes both programs are going through is Hawthorne at Torrance. Torrance, the Quack Ho Show, has left the building.
And the Tyrone Taylor Show.
The Quack Ho and Tyrone Taylor Show has left the building. What's going to happen there? And then for Hawthorne, you have Joe Kanak taken off as the head coach and James Swain back for the fourth time. If at first you don't succeed,
and try four more times.
And they're, what's the kid's name? Isaiah Brain, he's gone, but it sounds like they still have some, pretty good playmakers there.
Yeah, they lost their quarterback, Ricky Calderon, to Culver City as well, but Hawthorne will be solid, but this will be a tough matchup for them. The Torrance double wing team normally poses matchup problems, and remember, Hawthorne beat these guys last year. Torrance is going to want to come out strong and redeem themselves. Torrance still has a massive line. Big Leo's back on that line. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name either.
No.
and it doesn't really matter who you insert in that double wing tee, it's going to get results. Maybe not quite the results we got from Tyrone Taylor and Paco, but they're going to generally move the ball on you. It's whether they step up and play defense. And I think Torrence is going to compete for a playoff spot in that Pioneer League. Hawthorne, it's interesting. Let's see what they do now that Coach Canax left. See if they can keep it up. Like, the next step for them should be a playoff berth. Let's hope they don't regress. It's been nice to see them come up a little bit the last couple years.
And you kind of say the same thing about Banning, who's traveling to Birmingham for their non-league season opener. And they're kind of, we're waiting for them to take that next step. I think it's going to be Tim McTyre, Coach Tim McTyre's third year there now. And they've made a couple of small steps, but they haven't returned to the Banning prominence that I think most Banning alums probably expect and are demanding.
Well, remember, the Banning alums turned on Chris Ferragamo, and he's the most decorated coach in the history. They were booing him off the field, like in his last playoff game. I mean, if Chris Ferragamo isn't going to win them over, I don't know who can. I guess you just have to start getting results. And I hope Tim McTyre has a good year. He's a good guy. He's energetic, and it's a tough rig. And I think we're waiting to see him have that moment, to have that breakthrough. And it's coming. I just don't know if it'll be soon enough for the fans. But you gotta like that they have their skill guys back. Sergio Ramirez, quarterback. PJ Utu. Albert Perez, he had a couple big games last year. Should be interesting to see what happens with them. Birmingham might be a tall order. They do have Rancho Dominguez on the schedule, though, and they should.
They're better than that one.
If you're going to put Rancho Dominguez on the schedule, you better win it.
So. Yeah. It's just tough in that league to just build a program, I think.
And they're taking on Sarah, they're taking on Crenshaw. They could bring down the schedule a little bit, like Hawthorne's done, and build some confidence, and people will start coming back. I mean, maybe that's why Rancho Dominguez is on the schedule. But I know everyone's in that frame of mind in the 1980s. Hey, let's go play Long Beach Poly. Let's go play Modern Day. But let's build some confidence first.
Yeah, get a couple of wins under your belt and see what you can do.
And that should do it for this week's Pure Preps podcast. The first one of the 2012 season. We didn't get to all the games, but if you want to check out our full Week Zero preview, check out the preview grid in Friday's edition of the newspaper. If you want to get some more info on the 2012 football season, you can visit www.dailybreeze.com. You can also check out our blog at www.insidesocal.com/South Bay Preps. And check out the iPhone app, the Daily Breeze Prep Football iPhone app. Get schedules, stats, scores, whatever else you want, all there in the App Store. This is Matt Lopez signing off for Tony Sinelio, and we'll be back next week with our look back at Week 0 and look ahead at Week 1. Have fun at the games, and we'll see you next week.